One of the strange things that could be seen in this cloister in medieval times was people playing Kurkat. Kurkat is a board game made of stone, which you'll find carved into the base of some of the arcades. The presence of this game affirms the fact that the cloister was also a place for games and entertainment. There are multiple versions of Kurkat. It all depends on the number of pieces used. Thus there is a Kurkat of 3, Kurkat of 9, and Kurkat of 12. All the Kurkats located in the cloister of the Sauveya are Kurkats from the 12th century, as they would require 12 pieces for each player. For this reason, the board contains 25 rounded cavities, 12 for each player, leaving only the central cavity free to start the game. The question in any case is, what would you play? We'll help you. You could play an old version of checkers, but you could also take advantage of the Kurkat board to play a game of tic-tac-toe, noughts and crosses. Although the origin of Kurkat is uncertain, it is known that the Egyptians, Greeks and Romans were already familiar with it, and that within the realm of Andalusia it was very popular. In fact, the word Kurkat comes from the Andalusian word Alcaric, which means flat place. In medieval times, Kurkat was also typical and was documented in the Book of Chess, Dice and Board Games, which King Alfonso X the Wise ordered written in the 13th century as a compendium of the main games of the era.